This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for September 2nd. I'm Paul Plack. Two men who flew aboard a United Airlines flight from Chicago to Amsterdam were arrested Monday when they arrived in the Netherlands and charged with preparation of a terrorist attack. At Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. on Sunday night, nine men seated throughout the cabin of United Flight 727 to Tampa were removed from the plane and detained after one made a comment to a crew member. After Saturday's ugly ordeal at Santa Barbara Airport, King School's co-chairman John and Martha King have put together a list of what they'd like to see changed about the way police intercept aircraft they think are stolen. The Wall Street Journal reports that the case of an American Airlines jet which slid off a wet runway during a heavy rain in Kingston, Jamaica in December has the NTSB reviewing wet braking standards for airliners. Stefan Mayer has joined Dare Cicada as CEO, a position he held with Cicada back when it was still owned by Eads. The FAA's choice for the best option for expansion at Philadelphia International Airport is still pretty bad. It will cost over $5 billion, require taking 200 acres of private land and bulldozing 72 homes, and will create environmental damage. NASA and ATK report a successful test firing Tuesday of a second Ares 5-segment development motor. NASA has awarded about $475,000 to Armadillo Aerospace and Masten Space Systems to fund test flights of their experimental vehicles near the edge of space. And Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue will be back this fall as a speaker at NBAA 2010 in Atlanta. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Brian McCallan, the air boss for the Powered Parachute Group at the recent PRA convention and fly-in in Indiana. We'll talk about why his guys were excited to be invited to a rotorcraft event. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.